tree is
All
not
right.
realistic.
Thank you very much, Brother
We
Weeds,
live
for
in
allowing
a
me to come. Always looking forward
world.
To coming to Faith
We
Baptist
live
Church,
with
amen.
Fallen man
And Sunday school,
all
I even
around
called
us,
it Calvary
part.
Baptist Church, but I got it straightened out.
Our
amen.
Bodies are
so,
falling apart.
Thank
from
you
the
so
time
much
we're
for
born.
Letting me come. I enjoy coming.
We're
here.
not
I wish
getting
I could
better,
spend more
as
time.
the evolutionists
I'm the
want
type
you to
of person
believe.
that bounces in, out, and keeps
This
on
world
going.
is falling to
And
pieces.
one of these days, we will have time to sit down and fellowship
I'm not here to tell you
and
gloom
spend
and
some
doom.
time
I'm
together.
here to
But
tell
for
you
now,
reality.
time is short, so
That,
open
if
your
we
Bibles
understand
to Acts
reality,
chapter 9.
it helps us
Acts
deal
chapter
better with
9.
the
We'll stand
trials
for the
that come
reading
our
of
way.
God's Word. Thank
Amen.
you for the nice hotel room, and thank you for
Every
supporting
now
us.
and then,
Thank you
God
for
takes
praying
our
for
lives
us.
off script.
Continue to pray for us.
We're going
The
along
ministry
good,
that
and things are
I have
going
some
our
new
way,
prayer cards
and
back
all of a
there on
sudden
the
something
table.
comes
Get one
right out
when
of
you go
nowhere.
out. Got a picture of my wife and
You
I.
have cancer.
God's blessing our ministry. It is multiplying
Your
faster
son
than
was
I
just
can
killed
keep
in a
up
car
with.
wreck.
And boy, what a tremendous video this
You
morning.
fill in the
Amen.
blank.
Man, I'll tell
Those
you
are not
what,
part of
that
our
is
script.
a tremendous family.
We would never write
doing a
that
great
in
job in a
on
difficult
our
country.
script.
Ireland is a very
But
difficult
God is
country,
still in
but do
control.
you see how
If
God
we
is
truly
getting the
believe
gospel?
that,
Did you see
God
the
is
different
still on the throne of our
nationalities of
life,
the people there? I mean, now,
and
if
we
they
have
will
to
get the
believe that
gospel and if the Lord
it
would lead
didn't
them
slip
back to
past
their
them.
country or their family, they can take
Nothing
the
gets
gospel
past God.
back with them. Do you
He
see
did not,
how the
he's never
gospel
woken
works?
up and said, uh-oh,
Parents get
I missed
saved,
that.
daughter gets saved, and then the
It
cousins
does not
get
happen.
saved. And that's
Because
what it's all
we have
about.
a sovereign
Hopefully, that you're
God.
doing
We have
the
an
same
all-knowing
thing.
God,
You're
an
taking the
all-powerful
gospel back to
God,
your
an omniscient
parents or your
God.
cousins
Amen?
or your children or whatever.
And he cares
that's
about
amazing
us,
thing. And just
even
think, because of your
in the
giving,
situations
during
we
the mission conference,
stand
if we're
back
not
and
careful,
say, I don't
we
see
focus
how this
on the world. We focus on the
happen.
missionaries,
I don't
forget
see
the most
how this
important
could be
people,
part of God's
and that
creation.
Is you, because without your giving, it cannot be done. So
this
thank
is
you
where
for supporting us
our
and the
trust in
and
God
the other
will
missionaries.
Be tested.
Let's look at verse 20. We'll start at verse 20.
This
Acts
is a time when it will reveal
9, verse 20.
Our spiritual life.
And straightway
it's not
he preached Christ
when
in the synagogues that he is the Son
stronger.
Of God. But all that
Though
heard him
we
were
be,
amazed and said,
but it will
is
reveal
not this
how
he
strong
that destroyed
we are.
them which called on his
this
name
is why
in Jerusalem
you see people
and came hither
facing trials
intent,
and disappear and quit on God
bound
and shake their fist
priest.
At God like they...
But Saul increased
they,
the
know,
more in strength
created
and confounded
the
Jews
at
which
the
dwelt at Damascus, proving that
are
this very Christ. And after that, many
He's
days
the one who made
filled,
us.
The Jews
He knows all about us.
Him,
he knows.
But
he knows what it feels like. He's been tempted in all points
night,
without
night
sin
to kill him.
That's
then
why he came to live 33
night,
homesick years here on this sin-cursed world.
In a basket. Let's pray, our dear heavenly
so
Father,
he could understand
we love you this morning.
What it feels like
and
to
Father,
be.
Father, we do. Truly,
rejected.
Thank you for Faith Baptist Church
to be abandoned,
the work they're doing
to
in this
suffer
area,
loss,
in Carver, in the
to have a loved one die,
area,
to,
and then, Father, throughout
to be
America and
rejected.
Around the world. And so, Father, I
Jesus
thank you for their faithfulness. Father, I pray that you would bless them.
How you feel.
And then, Father, I pray that you would use the Bible this morning. Father, it is your book, your word, and we
These
need
unexpected
it. The greatest
adventures
need we have this morning is
often
you.
Alarming,
so, Father, I pray that you'd bless
painful,
us and encourage
uncomfortable,
us in this area of missions. Now, Father, do
even
what
scary
you
sometimes.
Can do. Save the lost and then change the life of the Christian.
Sometimes
we
think of them as detours.
Amen. And they be seated. As we look at this portion of Scripture, of course, again,
you think it's a detour,
God does
and
His
I gotta
work
get
in
back
the Bible.
On that
Amen.
Track.
And if you want to know God, you read your Bible and you spend time with Him in the Bible. Acts chapter 9 is a very
mind.
Familiar book
that
we many
try to figure out how we get back on
Christians
or better known
come
as
out of Acts
our
chapter
script.
9 and throughout
this
the
is
world,
not on my script,
Paul,
and so this has got to be
Saul.
A side trip that
Saul
I've got to end and get back on course
against the disciples of the Lord. Went unto the high priest and desired of him letters to Damascus to the synagogue that if he found any of this way, boy,
and make it so
we
cannot go back
tell us, that you and I
to our
will be
predetermined
that way. Amen. And it says here, whether they were men or women, he might bring them bound to Jerusalem. And as he
the
journeyed, he came
we'll
near Damascus, and suddenly there shined round about him a light from
will
heaven.
We
and
allow that to
he
build
fell
our faith
to earth and heard a voice saying unto Saul, Saul, Saul,
more.
Why persecutest thou me?
To
and
depend
he said,
on him
thou,
more,
Lord. And the Lord said, I am Jesus whom thou persecutest. It is hard for thee to kick against
God.
The pricks. And he
take
had,
things
he
into
trembled
our
and
control.
And said, Lord,
say,
I
can
what will
do
thou
better.
Have me to do? And the Lord said unto him, arise and go into the city, and it shall be told what thee would do, what thou must do. So
just
we look at this portion of
God
Scripture, we see a great missionary
life.
Come about throughout the Bible,
about,
throughout the book of Acts. We see one of the greatest missionaries outside of Jesus Christ would be the Apostle Paul. He'd take the gospel to many, many places. But I want us to look at verse 25.
Not knowing if we could ever go back to
Okinawa, Japan. And the title of my message today is Holding the Rope. Holding the Rope. Then the disciples took him by night and
put
him down by the wall in the basket.
And I had every intention of getting back there.
Paul was in a very dangerous time now, and of course he was just being saved, and someone needed to help him, and so they lowered him down over the wall in a basket. And I want you
to
look at this. It was said by a great missionary by the name of William Carey. He said, there is a gold mine in India, but it seems as deep as the center of the earth.
I have something else for you.
I will venture to go down.
You see, God is not punishing us. He is moving us on to the next thing he wants us to do.
And William Carey did a tremendous job in India.
And it may be in your life that you've had a disappointment someplace. You've had a change in your life that you didn't bring on. And you've been doing what you're supposed to do, and you're trying to serve God.
He said,
but all of a sudden, something, a detour is put in your strip, and you're wondering, how do I get back to where we're
supposed to be? And you'll see that today, India is a country of a billion people or whatever. And boy, there's so many areas around the world
that are
gold mine for souls. There are many countries that are open to the gospel of Jesus Christ, and if we could just get the gospel to them, they would be saved. And we looked at Ireland, and Ireland, boy, that's a rough country. It is a very difficult country, but yet, do you see that God is still interested in the hard places? There are countries today that are very open to the
gospel. That's a hard one to swallow, especially
Brazil,
if you're in the middle
Mexico,
of a trial right
now. And Korea and many places are like that are very, very open to the gospel. Then there are other areas like Ireland and Belgium and some other countries
that
takes a little harder work
he
to get there and a longer praying and whatever and to plant the gospel of Jesus Christ. God is at work today. Now I want us to look at this portion of Scripture, holding the rope. The first thing I want us to look at this morning is this, the people on the end of the rope. The people on the end of the rope.
He's a big enough God.
They would be missionaries. They'd be the people out there taking the gospel to other
places
or whatever.
He wants to help you, my friend.
But where do we get the people on the other end of the rope? And the first thing, the people on the other end of the rope.
The life
of Apostle
Paul.
They're converts. Amen?
We can learn many lessons.
And look at this again. We see this here in verse 5. They're converts. There are missionaries, but they are converts. And he said, who art thou, Lord? And the Lord said, I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. We see this here. Where do we get the people on the other end of the rope? The rule. We get them by having converts.
He was
amen.
In the middle of a
I'm telling you something. Converts are so important. I hope and pray that every person
Let's
here has a convert. Amen.
And he's the one. He's
what
the
I would
prisoner.
Like to have you do
mind,
is get
he's
my
the prisoner when he tells the others on the ship.
This
is
a ship. 276
people
say,
on this ship.
Give me a convert.
This is no
I wish every person here would have a convert, someone that they're working
and
with, someone they that
are,
encouraging,
they are
someone
fighting
that they're
for
trying
their
to help.
In a storm,
maybe
what would be probably
maybe you don't go swimming
into
whatever. Maybe you're
as they're trying to cross the Mediterranean. And the Mediterranean is no lake.
You could take that name.
It is an ocean.
Maybe that address, maybe
and
you can go
I've
by
flown
and
many
and
hundreds
up
of hours
them.
Over
maybe
that thing, and
pray
you can't
them.
See shore
well,
anywhere.
Pray for them. Maybe you could do something to encourage them. Amen.
So they're out in the middle
well, we
of this storm in the Mediterranean
converts.
Sea,
me
and the waves
a
are
Christian
going
nation.
Over
Amen.
The top, and they're bobbing
regardless
there like
what
a bobber
saying,
in a storm.
America now
and
bringing in their false gods and their false idols and their false
Paul is the one who says, be of good cheer.
America's being flooded with many false religions today. We need to
the prisoner says, for those who
Amen.
Are free,
we need to be
men,
very
be of good cheer, for I believe God.
Nation, we must have Christians.
How about you tonight?
We must reproduce
you want
ourselves.
The faith to fall?
I'm for America.
In the middle of adversity,
the world
he's still got faith that God's in control, that God is still on the throne of his life, and he hasn't forgotten Paul, no matter how bleak it is. 14 days without sun or stars.
I want America
you imagine
to be founded. It was founded. I
That's
want
dark.
Jehovah God to stay the
That's
God
a long
of America. Amen. But the only way
Paul
that's going to happen,
made a
folks,
prisoner
is if
because
you and I will continue
Caesar,
to take the gospel
and,
outside
and very easily if somebody had been alongside could have said,
you
know, you could have avoided all this.
And
you just kept your mouth shut.
So we can continue to be a Christian nation.
But you could be back
God,
in Jerusalem instead.
You
look at, now we're going to drown out here.
Do you have a convert? Have you ever had a convert? It would be very sad for you and I to live on the face of this earth
over and over we see God's grace
stand before our Lord. and never have a convert.
Chapter 27, verse 2.
Never have won someone to
it. It says there, and entering into a ship of Adramidium,
we
launch.
But we see here,
notice
people at the end of the rope. They're
who
converts.
Who wrote the book of Acts?
Boy, God, give me more converts. Give me converts. I've been pretty fortunate. I've got converts all over the world.
So Luke is included.
I've been able to travel there.
We
and I continue
launch.
To pray for them and work with them and
meaning
try to help
to
them.
Sail
but we see
by
here,
the coast of Asia.
The
one
converts.
Aristarchus.
Not only are there
he's
converts, look at verse 15.
A Macedonian,
not only converts,
of Thessalonica.
But they're chosen
I got
vessels.
An idea. He might be
convert. Look at this. But the Lord
Paul.
Said unto him, go thy way,
amen.
For he is a chosen
why
vessel unto me
list
to bear my
other,
name
otherwise.
Before the Gentiles
and,
the
so here we see
and the children of Israel. For I will show him how great things he must suffer
us.
For my name's sake.
God's grace seen, first of all,
converts,
that
by the
Paul
grace
didn't
of God,
make this journey alone.
Converts and whatever. And we see this here.
Here's Paul,
man,
a prisoner.
At, not only are they converts, but they're chosen vessels.
I don't know if you've
isn't
ever had a,
people
a
get
friend
saved,
or relative
amen?
Who was a
and
prisoner
then God
being transported
use
from one place to another.
Boy, look at this
but did
morning.
They allow
when
his friends to go
saved,
with him?
God didn't say, okay, you're saved. Come on home to heaven. He
thought.
Said, look, it, I'm going to leave you on earth, and you're going to be a chosen vessel.
God knew that Paul had a long journey ahead. He was going into the unknown. He was going place where he had not been yet. And God said, I'm going
to
send some friends along with you.
Thank God that God chooses us, uses us. Amen?
Pardon
and we see this with Saul.
Good.
We see Saul, man,
amen.
So God saved him. And I like
right.
this. Says,
look at verse 3.
Thou? Boy, the
says,
first thing people
and the
to
next day we touched
Jesus
at Sidon.
Amen. And then the second
means
question
come
was
to
asked
land
here in verse 5.
Someplace.
It said,
and Julius,
he trembled and stoned, said, Lord, what will thou have me
courteously
do?
Entreated
look at
Paul
every person
and gave him liberty to go unto his friends
has something to do for the Lord Jesus Christ. Not everybody can be a preacher.
Now who's Julius? Well, back in verse 1 it tells us that he was a centurion. He was a Roman soldier. Soldier.
Man, you can be
he
a
wasn't
plumber,
a believer
you can be a,
that we know of.
A truck driver, and you can do all those things. And
but God
still
touched
be a chosen
Julius's
vessel
heart
to serve the Lord Jesus
to
Christ.
Be kind to the prisoner Paul,
God, and God's gonna,
that he could
so God,
get off the boat
God has chosen
as a prisoner.
Us, given us something to do.
He's allowed to go in and take a bath or wash his face and hands and refresh himself and get something to drink.
More pastors and
that's a pretty interesting way to treat
a prisoner. We want more Sunday school teachers and bus workers. We want more deacons. We want more church members. Then we got to have converts.
Look at verse 14.
And we have converts. Yeah, God.
In verse 14
him,
through
and then all of a sudden we got
all the way over to 44.
Oh,
we have
I traveled to many churches.
We see several
across
times
and around the
where
world.
God is
and everywhere
present
I go, the harvest is truly plentiful, but the laborers are few. And everybody said, "We need more workers."
Now this is one of
we need more workers. Where are we going to get our
life
workers?
That we're
usually we're
going
to get them by going out winning people to Christ. They become
as we face a blizzard, we
them,
face
use
a,
them. Amen. Then we look
huge
at this
rainstorm, a hurricane coming, whatever.
Look at those boy, they're converts.
What do we pray about?
God chooses them. God changes their life.
Safe.
Look at verse 20.
God, please keep us.
Here's
safe.
Here's
keep
Saul, and he was persecuting
our first
Christians.
Year, our first 6 months in Okinawa in 2004, we had 10 typhoons hit us.
In verse 20,
and 21 in all, but only 10 hit us.
That he is the Son of God. I'll tell you something. I don't know about you.
With winds
you
up to 165 miles an hour, if it wasn't tied down,
streets,
brother,
was a,
it was on the next island.
Ran the streets, ran the streets more than a little
did a lot of praying.
Whatever, and I didn't know the things
there
of
for
God
a while. It was
whatever,
almost every other
but thank
weekend.
God that when I got
I
saved,
said, Lord,
all of a sudden my life changed.
Take a wrong turn somewhere.
And all of a sudden, I began to speak about
please
the Lord
protect
Jesus
us.
Christ. Amen. And look at verse 21.
So
but all that
we
heard
see
it were amazed and said,
in the storm. In verse 42, we see that he wasn't killed
as
they're swimming ashore. One of the soldiers,
the
soldiers' counsel was to kill the prisoners, lest any of them should swim out
and escape. And then he was a chosen vessel.
They weren't about to, normally, weren't about to let the prisoners
swim off. When you trust Jesus Christ as your Savior, your life changes. Amen? You know, it doesn't change all at once. It takes time to grow.
Their shackles off, their chains off, their handcuffs, whatever they used, they were not restrained.
42 years, and look at my life is still changing.
But verse 43 says, but the centurion willing to save Paul.
I preached the gospel many times. This week I was studying the book of Colossians.
You know, God is...
And I got
God
studying
is watching
that,
out for
reading
you,
and that,
my
man,
friend, if you're his
Holy
child.
Begin to open up the scripture.
You belong to the Lord.
Things that I've,
if
read,
he
I've
has
read
a purpose for your
again,
life,
but then I've seen things
you
I've
are
never
safe
seen
until you've
I don't know
accomplished.
About you, but I don't want to ever stop
amen?
Growing.
What did Paul say in the text we read? He says in verse 21, "Sirs, you should have hearkened unto me."
And God points things out in my life I need to change. I want to be the best testimony I can.
Verse 23, he gives the reason why he has such confidence.
You know, we all sin and whatever, but I'll say, Lord, forgive me of my sin, and God help me to do right.
But he says, "For there stood by me this night the angel of God, whose I am and whom I serve, saying, Fear not, Paul, thou must be brought before Caesar."
God had a purpose for Paul. God's work going. This is what we need.
Let me ask you tonight.
We need converts, and we need those that are chosen vessels, and we need those with changed lives. Amen? Now let's look at this. That's the people on the end of the road.
If you could not answer that,
let's just look at the people holding the road.
Like that.
Now the people
I know God's
the rope,
purpose
that's
for me.
You and I. We're holding the rope. Now we are putting people on the rope, the convert, those who are chosen vessels to change lives.
You know God's purpose for your life, and you're pursuing that. You're trying to accomplish God's purpose.
Let's look at here. Some of the people were holding the rope for Saul here. We see this here. Of course we see, look at Ananias. All right. Look at verse 10. And there was a certain disciple.
If he can protect Paul and these other 275 in the storm, he can protect you.
And to him said, "He can get you, Ananias,
Caesar."
And he said, "Behold,
if that's who he has you going to witness to," and that's what Paul was going for.
God would speak to you. Now look at those holy.
God had a task for Paul to do, and that was to take the gospel to Caesar's household.
Paul, I need someone to get him started in his Christian life.
Paul rested in that.
A lot of our converts need people like that.
God meant what he said.
I trusted Jesus Christ as my personal Savior. I hunger for the Lord Jesus Christ. I had a hunger for God, but I didn't know what
God's
to
grace
do.
Is seen over and over.
Say, well, people
in chapter 28, verse 3,
change,
we see that Paul was
church,
bit by a venomous snake.
Really sincere or whatever.
Over and
it's
over, we see the hand
things,
of God
that they
protecting
don't know how.
His man.
Amen? They need someone to encourage them,
in,
someone
verse
to help
10,
them. So we look at this here, and
Ananias
comes on,
we
the,
see
seat,
Publius
on the scene,
received
and we look
us
at this, boy,
and lodged us courteously.
I want you to go to Saul.
Chapter 28, verse 7. Let's read that real quick.
A new convert.
In the same quarters were possessions
vessel,
of the chief man of the
change,
island,
but Ananias,
whose name was Publius,
I need someone to guide
who
them, someone
received
to help
us
them,
and lodged
to
us 3 days courteously.
What I want them to do. And boy, we
this was like the governor of the island.
I don't know. Do you know who he is?
He was the chief man of the island.
Ananias, you're asking me to do a difficult thing. Oh, boy.
I mean, the governor does that all the time.
A lot of people today in Christianity, when the Lord asks them to do something, they say, oh, that's difficult.
Or the mayor.
And we shy away.
Does the mayor of the city take in strangers?
We must be able to do the difficult if we're going to do something for God. Amen?
Treating them.
It's a man. Lord, don't you know who this is?
This is the work of God.
Saul, man. He persecutes the Christian. He binds them.
This is God's grace.
He's against them.
In verse 10, we see that he was honored and they laded him with many things they needed.
Someone may get saved.
They supplied them with their needs to go on the rest of their journey. And so God then provides. His provision can be trusted. My friend, as you set out to do what God wants you to do, here we see that God is going to take care of the details. Amen? As we step out in faith, we walk in faith, we believe that God is has given
what?
Us a purpose.
Well, somebody gets
we
saved
need to
here.
Trust
God,
him
the comes here,
for
whatever,
the details.
You come or whatever. Say, Lord,
preaching to me.
Can I go by? Can I help?
Sometimes I get hung up on the
boy,
details. What about
people
this?
Encouraging me when
how
I
about
first
if this
saved?
Wouldn't work
I didn't
out?
Know what to
and
do.
How am I going
to
get this part? And God says, I'm in control here. I want you to go forward and watch me work.
And by doing that, they encourage.
Keep in mind, this is all happening in a storm. This is all happening in situations that Paul didn't ask for.
Guide them and to help him. And look at
just
verse
like
27.
You and me sometimes.
Now,
in life situations,
he's preaching.
He didn't ask for.
He's learning. He's
we're not being punished because of some sin. We were trying to do the right thing.
Really
we were trying to stay on
now.
Course.
Someone
and all of a sudden, something comes our way.
Yes, you can trust Saul. He's doing the work for you. Look at verse 27.
And so we must take and apply this.
Boy, wouldn't I? And brought
trust
him
the
to, the,
God,
to the apostles
Paul
and
had.
Declared unto him how he had
we
seen
the
Lord
God.
In the way
Amen.
And that he had spoken
and
to
so
him and how
in,
he had preached boldly at Damascus in the name
14,
of Jesus.
He's allowed
first
to fellowship,
Ananias,
given liberty again.
Convert, and those who helped
very peculiar
help
for a prisoner
and whatever. And then we got
to be given
Barnabas
liberty.
In the Saul's trial.
Why do you believe, that happened, Brother Johnson?
Saul had kind of a bad reputation.
I'm glad you asked. Let's look at chapter 27, verse 22.
And Barnabas comes on the scene. Now,
and now I exhort you to be a good
encourager. Amen? For and there shall be
no loss of any man's life among you, but of the ship.
Them.
In other words,
look,
the ship's going down, but nobody's going to die.
Jesus Christ, after they get saved, we got to have the people that guide them, the people that encourage them. Amen.
He just
we're going to have missionaries, of course. We're focusing on missionaries.
The promises
there's some
of God.
People that God's called to be missionaries.
Amen.
On dictation.
Hey,
they're
do we have a book full of promises here, my friend? Let's dig in there and find some promises to encourage us and to push us forward for God. In the trials. That's where we really have the opportunity to show God we're trusting Him.
Like? And you start
amen?
Traveling, well, man, you got to start traveling the church.
When everything's going smoothly and we say, well, I believe God, we don't have an opportunity to really show that. But when we are faced with the trial, we're faced with something we cannot, it's out of our control.
And then you got some
God must do something.
And they're out on
or it's not going to happen.
You know, some church
that's when we get to prove to God how much we really trust Him.
Maybe a car accident or financial problems or whatever. And they need someone to encourage them. Amen.
See,
will this church be an
in these
nice?
Verses here,
God,
why God's grace was seen in the life of Paul is because of his faith.
And take them in and encourage them.
Let's look at this about
God
some of the things
down
about people
see
holding
a man
the rope.
Faith.
You don't have
God
to well know in the whole rope.
Go here.
Amen.
He went.
Yeah, well, that,
God said,
we
do this.
Every,
he did
every
it.
Member of this church.
He was a man of faith.
Be involved. Man, we don't have to be
and faith is exercised and shown by obedience.
A single parent. Could hold the rope.
God says.
A widow could
we
hold
we can say we have all the
a
faith.
Sunday school teacher
we
could
want
hold
to say we have.
A child could
but
hold
until
the rope.
We obey
boy, I told you
what it says.
Sunday school and
in the
and how
the
scripture,
eye
how
or
children
the face
to
of
help me
adversity.
They're holding the ropes for me and they're doing
they
things. And, boy, I love it when little children get excited about the things of
we
God. And
have.
Man, I love it when teenagers get excited about God. Man,
we
I
must,
teenagers
we must continue
help
to
me.
Trust God.
They
the
pray
trial.
For me and teenagers that help support
amen?
Me some things. And they'll do little things. They'll give me
right?
Bibles or save up their allowance. They'll
show His grace?
Me, you
know, well, faith in God and His word.
But you don't have to be well known. Sometimes we think they'll.
We must be.
In the ministry, and as we help missionaries, and we
need to
serve
spend
in the
time
church,
in this book.
We have to be well known.
If you're going
to
through a
no,
trial right now.
Amen.
The place to
we
be
don't
is
have to be
in this
well
book.
Known. All we got to do is
not
have
on the
really
phone.
Heart.
Not on Facebook.
Well, I
not on whatever else.
Again, how,
in this book,
a
friend.
Widow,
this is the book
lady came up
that has the answer.
And
this is the book that can give you hope in the trial. This is the one that will encourage your heart. David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. That's where was he when he when that was written?
Oh, man, I don't
written.
Know what it is about.
In a cave, hiding from his enemies.
Huh?
He encouraged
what,
himself in the Lord his God.
I don't have
we can
sword.
Do that. I wonder if that kind of thing there is what encouraged Paul.
I mean, look at me.
As he read the Old Testament stories about David,
and we're over
the same
there.
Ones we can read.
Oh,
amen.
Boy.
And Paul said in Psalm chapter 27 that
help with the mission conference.
I
said, look,
I have fainted unless I had
we'll
believed
buy our tickets together,
the goodness
we'll fly
of the Lord.
Together. This young boy was
amen.
Probably about 19.
David said, I would have fainted.
The country. He said he wanted
unless
to go.
I had
all right,
believed.
We'll go and whatever. But my bought his ticket for
the
she
Lord.
Bought it on a different
in
airline.
The land of
now
the
I'm thinking, all right, never
see,
been out of the country.
Our faith will
fly
be tested.
Around the world. I'm thinking, Lord,
why did God
help
show His
me.
Grace?
Make sure He gets
because
into
Paul's
country
faith
and
in
help
Him
me.
And
make
His
sure
Word.
I home,
because
amen?
In verse
so
31, we see His willingness to stay
well,
and trust God
Japan. My
and trust that God knew best. Verse
31 flight.
Of chapter 27,
the
as Paul said to the centurion and to the soldiers, except these abide in the ship, we cannot be saved. God had told him,
and man, we're there, and man, we have a great time.
I'm
going to
keep
told you
alive.
People are saved, great mission
he didn't tell him, jump
so
over.
So I get ready to take him for him to go home.
So the best thing to
so
do, just like we're taught in the military, you carry out the last given order
flight, we meant together,
until you're given another one.
So I take
amen.
Him to the airport. I get into
amen.
The terminal
God
three,
says, go forward.
In.
You
get
keep going forward until he tells
him,
you turn right.
Checked in, getting through immigration. I said,
because God is on the path with you.
As soon as they call for you, get on the
plane. You don't want to turn off the path.
I have to go to a different terminal. I went and got an attack.
Why did God show his goodness? Well, God had
a
purpose. We mentioned that. We see that
I landed in
God
Washington,
had something
D.C.
for Paul to do
and
along
I,
the way. Publius, who showed him great help, his father was
landed.
One who
country.
Needed healing.
Glad when I'm back in the country.
And God used
and
Paul
says,
to heal him.
The good news or the bad news?
So God has some things along the trail of adversity for us to do. It may be to encourage somebody else with the comfort that you've already received.
Is still in the Philippines.
Paul wrote about the comfort from God. Amen.
His flight was canceled.
It's not just for us,
thinking,
but
man,
that we
I
may pass it on
in my life
to others
that
have
Lord,
a need for comfort.
Up there in Manila.
And maybe that God will take you through something like he did your pastor's wife so that one day she could be a help and comfort to my wife.
That young man. I'm thinking, God,
amen.
Help us.
But it wasn't just to end with my wife. It was that she could then pass that on to others that would go through that trial.
His mother's calling me.
That's what the Christian life is supposed to be about.
No, I didn't say that.
It's not about making more money and having a three-car garage and a cabin on the lake. It's about showing the world the work of God in our life and being used of him along the path.
Lord, get him home, get him home. And so, he didn't have a telephone. He knew
close this.
He couldn't call anybody
what
in the Philippines. He's just
is God trying to accomplish in your life through the hard times?
He'll end up in Australia or something.
What is God trying to accomplish in your life?
He called, my friend, I'm home
through the
thank
hard times.
God, amen.
Because he has a plan. He has a purpose.
Second trip, I take another man.
He doesn't waste trials.
We get there, and we're there. And
he didn't say, oh, well, I just think I'll give Randy Johnson
right.
This.
Manila, we're flying down that.
I have nothing else to do today.
Somehow he checked in his luggage,
and he said,
they stole my medicine and part of my luggage.
He gave me cancer, allowed me to have cancer in 2001.
I'm thinking, and he says, I got heart problems.
Because of that,
I
can name quite a few things.
I just got heart problems. He hasn't got his medicine. And he said, look at my heart.
There are several of my loved ones saved because of that.
Stay in rhythm. He's like
a family went to the mission field. They were called to the mission field because we were home for a year and a half.
I said, look at you got
God
your
put
problem.
Us
my
in their
problem
path.
I gotta go preach. I said, look at you take care of yourself.
On and on
afterwards,
it go. There was a purpose. It wasn't just that I could get well or that I could go back to Portugal, but I did.
Took him to pharmacies.
But he had something for me to do there
medical
along the way.
And then I come back and he says, Dad,
what's God trying to accomplish
we got the medicine,
in your life?
Medicine for my heart. And I'm thinking, that's what you think. Well, I spent 15 years
ask God to show you.
He said, yeah, I just took some of it.
Beg God that you won't miss what he's trying to accomplish.
He's on the sofa in the guest house.
And I kind of wonder if
he's gone.
Another one around.
I'm thinking,
missed it the first time.
I'm thinking, did he overdose or did he take the wrong medicine?
I pray often. Help me learn it this time.
Get up and go in the bed.
I want to do this
I'm
again.
I'm not carrying the bed.
Amen.
He goes in the bed. I'm up five times.
None of us out there, their hand in the air, asking for a trial.
I'm thinking he's going to die in that bedroom. What
do you see God's hand of grace and goodness
I'm gonna get, I'm
in
gonna
your trial?
Body back. I'm kidding. I'm up every so often. Maybe I'm looking in there and he's on each side. He's this way and he's that way.
I can place at the altar, say, Lord, help me to see.
And so he gets up
your
next
goodness.
Day. Oh, thank you, Lord. Just
your
let
kindness.
Him live long enough to get home. If he has to die, let him wait till he lands.
And so,
man, I'm
trying to
wiggle through and course.
Give me your.
A couple days later,
show
we're sitting in a 7.6 earthquake.
I'm all
shook up. And, you know, I mean, man, that 7.6 earthquake,
say, Lord,
and the tsunami's coming,
the right
supposed
thing.
To come in behind
I'm
that thing
to stay
or whatever.
I'm trying to live for
I mean,
you.
I mean, but 2 minutes
say
later,
your word
people started calling
that the
from
steps
the
of a good man.
You talk about newsflash. His sister's crying on
Lord.
The phone, oh, Ronnie, come home, come home, oh,
now,
Ronnie,
Lord, I'm
go
asking
home.
You to order
everybody's
me.
Trying to call him to see if he's
show
all right.
Me.
Here, if I was all right, just call
guide
him.
My, help me to know
so
what you're trying to do.
Great trip again, whatever.
You see God's
he
hand of
home.
Grace and goodness?
He goes home,
you see
he's
his
home
protection?
A day, he finally unpacks his
provision,
his medicine, and then his luggage.
Let's look for the blessing.
He had his medicine all that
let's
time. I said,
God's
what are you trying to do? Kill me?
Storm.
I'm saying, look. And so we see this here, though.
We're frail.
I need you to pray. You need to we're pray for your missionaries or whatever. And we see this. You
Lord,
don't
none
have
of us
to be well-known to hold the rope. But look at those who hold the rope must do it during difficult times.
I believe there's probably many
see, sometimes
here
missionaries
say,
have
you know,
difficult times.
It
may be health.
Life. I don't know why.
It may be financial.
I pray you'd help.
It may be persecution. Tonight. Look at this. Look at verse 25.
Your people.
Then the disciples took him by nut and led him down by the wall
you know
in a basket.
About, you know
and so, oh, boy.
You know exactly
you and I,
what they're facing.
We don't have to
and
be
you know
well known to hold the rope. We don't, and we need to learn to hold the rope during the difficult times for the missionaries. Amen. They'll go through things, and we need them or whatever. And like I say, it may be a financial time. It may be health. It may be a bad economy or whatever. But let's pray and hold the rope for our missionary. Hold the rope for Brother Pittman as he's in Ireland. Man, thank God for what he's doing there. Look, they held the rope until the job was done.
For the trial,
they held the rope. They lowered him down. They put him in a basket. They're all holding the rope, and they're holding it during they're not well known. They're doing it during a difficult time, but they held it until he got to the bottom. Amen. Let's support the missionaries. Let's make sure that we continue to send their support and do that. Now I want us to look at this here, as we look at the scripture here. Not only that, the people on the end of the rope. They're the missionaries. They're converts. They're people with chosen vessel. They're people with a changed life. Then we see those holding the rope. You, amen. Boy, it's important that you understand how valuable you are. Amen? Now we'll see this. Look at the third point. I'm done here. Look at this. The results of people holding the rope. We looked at the people on the end of the rope. We looked at the people holding the rope. That's you. Look at the results of the people holding the rope. Now think about this for a minute. We never know what God will do with our missionaries. Amen? We don't know. Now, here's where it gets exciting. Here's where it gets exciting. All right? Now, we got the missionaries on the end of the rope. You're holding the rope. Now, look at Apostle Paul. Apostle Paul comes along, what? Becomes one of the greatest soul winners in the New Testament. Amen? Boy, read your Bible. Saul becomes Paul. Great soul winner. Great soul winner. Great preacher of the gospel. Man, I'm telling you what, Paul had boldness. Paul preached the gospel wherever he went. Man, great soul winner, all right? Great, great preacher of the gospel. Great church planner. Read your New Testament, you'll see this. Paul started churches, amen? That's what we want our missionaries to be, amen? We want our missionaries to be great soul winners, amen? We want our missionaries to preach the gospel. We want our missionaries to start churches. Look at this, with Paul, he took three long missionary journeys. He took three long. I've been on a couple missionary journeys, not like Paul, but I've been on them. I've been to Thailand, Philippines, Hong Kong. Let's see, Thailand, Philippines, Cambodia. And sometimes I'm trying to combine some of my trips together because tickets are getting so expensive. So if I can stay longer and hit two or three countries at a time, it saves money or whatever. But I see this. Paul went on missionary journeys. Man, he was taking the gospel here, and he went here, and he went here. Not only that, Paul authored maybe 13 books of the New Testament. You see the great work Paul was doing? I mean, he helped author 13 books of the New Testament. Here you are, a great soul winner. You got a preacher of the gospel. You got a church planner. You got a man that's taking missionary journeys and taking the gospel to many, many places. Now, look at it. Here's the key point to this whole thing. He would have never done that if he wouldn't have never been lowered over the wall in a basket. That's the whole sermon right there this morning. He would have never accomplished any of that if he wouldn't have had people holding the rope for him. Now look at your mission program. People being saved. Lives being changed. People being baptized. Churches being started. See the perfect example of all that this morning. All of that. But see, it can't be done, or it won't be done, if you don't hold the rope. You see how important you are again? Boy, you're praying. Get the prayer cards of these missionaries, and you pray for them. We never know when they're having a difficult time and when they're going through things and whatever. We don't know all the things that they're going through. And if God wakes you up during the night and puts a missionary on your mind, you need to pray for them during the night. Boy, you're praying. You're giving. Boy, you say, my brother Hydrant, you know, I give so little. Well, you keep giving your so little. Right? You keep giving your so little because your so little makes it happen. Your so little does so much of whatever. And so look at you holding the rope. If the missionaries are going to ever accomplish anything, it will not be done if you don't hold the rope. Boy, a preacher says that he'd like to increase the faith promise to take on a couple missionaries. Look at this year, if each one of you in this room would give $1 a week, understand me? In this room, if you give $1 a week, you could support two more missionaries. What's $1 a week? Man, we waste more than $1 a week. The food we eat, the things we buy, whatever. Boy, once you say, Lord, won't you help me to increase? Won't you help put another person, another missionary in that basket that will go out and preach the gospel and plant churches and see people saved and whatever? $1 a week. We see this, the rope holders. We see Ananias, the guy. We see Barnabas, the encourager. We see the other disciples, the workers. Won't you decide to be one of those? Before I pray, and I want to thank you for holding the rope for my wife and I. God has allowed us to accomplish a lot this year in starting churches and seeing people saved. I got to baptize 26 people in one service in the Philippines, and God's been so good. But see, I can't do it without you. Won't you decide today that you will hold the rope? Won't you decide to hold the rope for a convert? A new convert in this church out there needs someone to guide them and someone to encourage them. Boy, won't you decide to hold the rope for them? And then won't you decide to help increase at least $1 per week? Let's pray. Our dear Heavenly Father, we love you this morning. And Father, I pray that you would help us. And Father, we need converts. And Father, I pray that you would prepare hearts in this area. And Father, thank you for the canvassing that's being done. And Father, we need converts, and these people need converts. And oh, dear God, I pray that you'd help us to have converts. Father, choose our converts to serve you. Father, help them to change their life. And Father, I pray that you'd do that. Help someone here to be an Ananias to guide a new convert. And Father, someone to be a Barnabas that would encourage them. And Father, the other church members come together to hold the rope for them. Father, I thank you for these people that are holding the rope. Father, some of them are older and weary. Some of them are going through difficulties in their own life. And some of them are single parents and teenagers. And, oh, Father, they could grab a hold of that rope. And, Father, they could hang on. And, Father, we don't know what you would do with the next missionaries this church supports and with the missionaries that they do support. Father, great things are being done that we don't even know of. And so, Father, I pray that you'd help us at this time. In your name we pray. Amen.
Heads bowed, our eyes closed. Let's stand to our feet. Stand to our feet. If God spoke to your heart this morning, maybe about being a rope holder, maybe in the area of soul winning, maybe here today you don't know Jesus as Savior. I wonder if there's someone under the sound of my voice right now, if you were to die today, you do not know 100% sure you're on your way to heaven. Boy, you know, I would encourage you to walk down the aisle, and we will have someone show you from God's word on how you can know for sure that you're on your way to heaven. Greatest decision you can make. Greatest decision you can make is to know for sure you're saved. And if you're like that this morning, boy, I encourage you in just a moment. Why don't you walk down the aisle, tell me, preacher, I need to be saved. I don't know for sure I'm on my way to heaven, and we'd be more than glad to do that. If God spoke to your heart in some area of missions, maybe in being a rope holder, maybe in your area of giving or what have you, or soul winning, being a part of our local missions, our soul-winning programs right here at Faith Baptist Church and beyond. God spoke to your heart. The music's going to go ahead and play. Won't you go ahead and step out at this time? God spoke to your heart. The altar's still open. Thank you, Brother Brother Heidenreich, for that message. Please, please, church, make sure you greet him. He'll be preaching again this evening as well, and certainly was a blessing. My heart certainly was ministered to this morning, and thank you so much for that message. As I do at the end of every Sunday morning, Sunday night service, I'd like to take some prayer requests from you. If you have any prayer requests you'd like to have your preacher pray for this week, anybody at all? Any prayer requests? Yes, Yulia?